Pitfall number one, pressure wire drift. There's a quote by Dr. Kern that says all pressure sensors, no matter what the design, have some degree of signal drift. Fortunately for our current use, this drift is often small and infrequent in the lab. True drift in pressure wires occurs because of the entrapment of small air bubbles in the cavity of the pressure sensor and because of electrical and thermal instability inherent to all types of sensors. We often recommend that after having normalized the electric pressure wire, when the sensor is at the tip of the guiding catheter, to wait for 20 to 30 seconds before further advancing the wire into the coronary artery. Often, that gives time for the small air bubbles to be flushed away from the cavity, and if the signal changes, a repeat normalization can be done before entering the coronary artery.